Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the BZ. It is Saturday, the 12th day of October, Anno Domini 2019, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Nick Francesco. Did I say that already? And it's six minutes after the hour. Anyway, I'll be Nick Francesco. And it's 6 minutes after the hour, Nick Francesco. And it's six minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose not to lose, kick up your shoes. Don't get the blues. Here comes the news. Actually, before we do the news, I do want to say a couple of things. Normally, every week I say you lucky people because, you know, it's the next edition of Soundbites. But this week, you're really lucky. And why? Why are you really lucky, you might say? You're really lucky because you get the chance. You amazing people, you get the chance right now to become members of Jazz 90.1. That's right. We're in the midst of a pledge drive. And as you know, we only come to you, excuse me, we only come to you a couple of times a year to ask you to be generous. We have a budget every year that we need to meet, and we don't do it easily every year. We find that each year it gets harder and harder to meet that goal, and so we need you to step up to the plate, and it's ridiculously easy to do. You can give us a call here, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. If you call live, you talk to the lovely Cheryl, who's waiting in the other room to take your pledges. Let's keep her busy. If you don't like talking to humans, although Cheryl is a lovely woman, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It takes less than 2 minutes of your time, no matter how you do it, and it helps keeps this show on the air for another little while. We've got a decent amount of money to to raise, so please join us and become a member. We very much would appreciate it if you can do that. That would be lovely. And let's get to the let's actually make a couple of announcements. We would like to thank Martin for his very generous donation, and we would like to thank James also for his very generous donation. So thanks to those two gentlemen. We have a good start on the day, and our hope is that you will join them. It's easy enough to do. Just make the call, make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And while you're doing that, I'll make you a deal. You do that, I'll read the news. Come on, that's fair. And if you want to give us a call for a question, it's the same numbers. I know we've already got people on the line. We'll get to them shortly. Apple has released Mac OS Catalina, the latest version of its desktop operating systems for millions of iMacs, Macs, MacBooks, and MacBook Pro machines. Did I leave anything out? I don't think I did. Mm-mm. Unfortunately, Apple has also confirmed that there are some major issues and affected consumers should refrain from updating the operating system until these issues are addressed. The Mac platform is especially popular with DJs who cart MacBook Pro machines jam-packed with music, playlists, mixes, and special software to allow them to perform every evening. These have been tied to iTunes' underlying XML database, extended markup language, XML database. But after nearly 20 years, iTunes has been discontinued in Mac OS Catalina, and the XML file no longer exists to index a local music collection. It's not just music applications that are suffering under the public rollout of software. A number of creative tools, including Apple Aperture, Microsoft Office 2011, and Adobe CS6, are experiencing issues. Catalina also dropped support for 32-bit applications. They simply will not run under the new operating system. This version of Mac OS is a 64-bit only world. If you are a Mac user that is reliant on a 32-bit app, then you have just a single dialogue on installation that warns of the loss of support. Although you can step back from Catalina to the previous version of Mac OS, Mojave, that is a destructive process that requires you to erase your hard drive and have a backup from before the upgrade to Catalina.
Which you should have anyway, but...
Right. Again, it's something that is possible at a technical level, but not communicated clearly during the upgrade process. Apple wants to push forward with its platforms and to diminish them so that subscription-based services lead the hardware and software choices. Did you notice I said subscription-based services? They're all doing it now. But that
we
plan
said
is,
it was coming.
Oh, yeah. But that plan is a goal for the future. Apple needs to remember that their hardware needs to work in the real world today. We've put together a list of some of the 32-bit apps that no longer work under Catalina, and a way to check each of your apps to see if they're 32 or 64-bit. You can find that at our website, soundbites.org/catalina.php. And Steve will eventually put up a list, a note on that so you can get to it. And of course, the poll is back. We're very excited about the poll being back. Yay. The poll this week is Mac OS Catalina breaks stuff. Your choices are, OMG, they ruined my Mac. Well, that's inconvenient. Nothing died that I really need. I'm going to wait to upgrade, and you people still use Macs. So far, we've got 28 votes in the poll. You people still use Macs is in the lead. But I'm going to wait to upgrade is next, and then, well, that's inconvenient, followed by other. And remember, if you put other as one of your choice, as your choice, then you can go to our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you. And you'll find, scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff, you'll see the forum, the forums and the first... And the second forum down is poll discussion. And I believe still so far, it's a little slow coming up, poll discussion. The first poll there is 12 October 19, Mac OS Catalina breaks stuff. And we've got a couple of posts in there now, so you can join us there. And of course, you can give us a call. Even if you don't want to make a pledge, you can give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
And many of the issues are with creative programs. I checked my computer and my three of the utilities I use for processing the podcast aren't 64-bit yet. So I'm not going to be upgrading. And I wouldn't upgrade anyway. So 15.0 is the OS. We generally say never install the point zeros. Let other people find the problems. And
like
people
I say,
are. Yeah.
You can always tell the pioneers, they have the arrows on their back.
We're right? Also seeing problems with email. The email isn't converting right, and it can lose all your stored email. So again, have a backup. But we usually recommend people wait for the 0.1 or even the 0.2 patch.
Apple said they're already working on the 0.1 patch.
Yeah. I did see one of the blogs was calling Catalina Apple's Vista.
Because
it changes so much.
That's cold.
That's
yeah. Well, they have also.
Wait a minute. At least they went with Vista.
Right, not the other, not the he who shall not be named.
Yeah. They
I'll give them a little bit there. Yeah.
Yeah. Apple did release versions of Safari for the older operating systems, Safari version 13, that added a couple new security features that are annoying people. Whenever you download something from a website, Safari asks you if it's okay to download. And for the 99 times you intentionally wanted to download that file, yes, it's annoying. And you can say this site is now allowed to download files. But for all those people that get drive-by downloads, just going to a website and it downloads malicious software without them knowing it, having asked, do you want, xyz.com to download this program? No, I don't think I do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So for the average people, it's going to be a boon. But again, people aren't going to understand the message. They're not going to read the message. They're just going to click OK. So even for the bad stuff.
And I don't care whether it's the Mac side or the PC side. People need to slow down and take the time to at least read what the heck they're doing. Because too many of the folks get click happy, I call it. And they, yeah. And like you say, they're agreeing to put all this other garbage in there. And, I didn't do that. Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Because you got click happy.
Yep. The concern is that the current versions of most programs are compatible, are 64-bit, and will work on Catalina, but previous versions may not be, and people don't upgrade as often as they should, a lot of times because of the costs involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sometimes joke that this free operating system upgrade is going to cost you, $1,000 in software upgrades. The OS is free, but if you have to buy a new Creative Suite, you have to buy a new Microsoft Office, you have to buy a new Quicken, and those, Adobe,
Microsoft. Yeah, to do 64, taking advantage of the 64.
Adobe, Microsoft, and Intuit are the three biggest offenders. Every new system version, something breaks, which is annoying. And then the companies are saying because there's such a cost involved in switching to 64-bit programming is why they haven't done it yet. But Apple introduced 64-bit OS in 2005.
And so did Microsoft, and all of them have.
And they haven't bothered creating 64-bit versions in 10 years?
Well, here's part of the problem. The reason that you don't want 32-bit apps in a 64-bit operating system is the way Intel does state switching, context mm-hmm. switching, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
You are either in a 64-bit context or in a 32-bit context. So if, for example, you're running a 64-bit operating system, you're in 64-bit context all the time, as I am under both Linux and Chrome OS. However, if you have 32-bit apps, every time you go to run one of those 32-bit apps, you have to switch contexts, which means that the chip itself, the CPU itself,
mm-hmm.
takes all the 64-bit stuff it's been doing, shunts it off to the side, loads in the 32-bit stuff, runs the thing, and then it has to go back to a 64-bit environment. It's got to unload all the 32-bit and reload the 64-bit. Now,
a lot of processing
imagine when you're running a background app and you switch among things thousands of times a second.
Ouch.
Yep. No wonder Windows is so slow.
Yeah.
Parts of the Windows operating system are still 32-bit. So there's context switching going on constantly in Windows. That's one of the things that makes it so slow.
And while the OS is still doing it, we don't need to bother upgrading our programs either.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah. It's going to be happening anyway, so who cares?
Yep.
And on Linux, on the other hand, unless I specifically load the 32-bit version of something, and that's a bit of a hoop to jump through,
yeah.
I am constantly running only 64-bit programs. So one of the reasons Linux is inherently faster than Windows is there's no context switching. And similarly, the Chrome OS. Well, Apple is now jumping on that bandwagon. And in fact, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
What it means,
they've warned developers for the last 2 years this is coming.
Right. Nobody should be writing 32-bit apps anymore.
Yeah.
No.
There aren't 32-bit, unless you run it writing for an embedded product. You don't. Who needs what? Why are you writing 32-bit anyway?
Yeah,
the point
don't
is,
even go there.
What this means is that your Mac should be, Catalina should be faster.
Right.
However, if you can't run half the stuff you've always been running, you don't really care how fast it's not going to run that stuff.
Oh, talk about stuff not working good. I found out that the Chinese do not know how to write software. All right, this one radio, I spent at least, I'd say 3-4 days trying to research this. because nobody other than this one gentleman did a small paragraph that I did the digging that, you know, they have different firmwares that they do for the updating.
Sure.
And then they have the software to load the stuff. Well, I was trying all the new, you know, the versions of firmware, and I'm seeing all kinds of stuff that say, yeah, this firmware is no good. Okay, well, I'll go back to the version it did. Because my logic is thinking, all right, I'll use the version of firmware that works good. But, yeah, I want to use the most recent version of the software. Wrong.
And right. It doesn't pair.
Yeah, no, you've got to use the exact firmware with that particular brand of software when it came out. And it was only this one gentleman from Australia that printed a little, like I say, if it's three lines.
Yeah.
You have to use, you know, the version of firmware with that particular software. Otherwise, there was no, not even the company would mention that. I wasted over 4 days.
Yeah.
Once I solved that issue, I had it up and running.
Sure.
But
in 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's stupid, though, that, you know, you think, all right, I get the firmware, but I should be able to use the latest and greatest software.
Nope.
Wrong.
And that's one of the things we're finding, the 32-bit apps on your Mac. The page that I referenced earlier, soundbites.org/catalina.php, does have instructions on how to find the 32-bit versus 64-bit apps on your Mac.
That's got to be a pain, just as equally as a pain in the butt for folks. Like you say, plus the processing time?
Yep. That's exactly
right. That's going to be such wear and tear on your machine.
Yeah,
I've also posted a link to a program called Go64 that will scan your hard drive and give you a nice grid. One of the things it does is count. So on my laptop now, I have 105 32-bit programs that won't work.
It didn't warn you, though, that...
Well, this is before I install Catalina. Yes, and Catalina does warn you before you install. We've had several people ignore the warnings and continue.
Sure, because they don't know what the warning means.
Yeah.
Again, they get click happy.
Yeah.
It says this program will not work. Oh, no, I'm sorry, no. It says this program is not optimized and will require an update.
And they sit there and think, oh, okay.
I'll update it after I update the operating system.
If it says this program will not work...
They might pay attention.
Yeah.
Or put it in red.
Red
lettering.
And so we've had several customers this week, and I've spent most
totally
of the week...
Totally trash their machine.
Helping people, you know, downgrade, erase the computer, reinstall from their backup. At least they've had backups, which is good. Although one company...
You're lucky there.
One company was having trouble restoring the backup, and they had like 800 gigs to restore, so that was an overnight.
Ouch.
So we come back in the morning, and it aired out.
In the middle of it.
Right. And instead of skipping that file it couldn't read and continuing on, apparently it just stops, period.
It halts right there.
And then when you reboot the computer, it erases what it already copied.
Perfect.
Because partly because it doesn't know if it's good or not. I can sort of understand
the integrity.
Yeah, but let me decide that. Well, yeah. And again, I'm not the average user.
Right.
So then there would be 800 gigs. In fact, it's in an invisible folder when I finally did find it. So the average user wouldn't know what to do with it anyway.
Yeah.
So I can understand there's that trade-off between, you know, normal people and the techie people.
Right.
But
it's better that they err on the side of caution.
Yep. I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, because nothing worse than, you know, to do all that time and then have it corrupted. Yeah.
My computer at work, I have 300 32-bit apps that won't work.
Wow.
And 500 64-bit apps.
Wow.
Now, it surprised me there's 800 apps on my computer, but you download stuff all the time, and I never delete anything.
Right.
The fact that they're 64-bit doesn't mean they'll work. It just means that they won't not work. so there are still
is that a double negative?
Yes, there are still compatibility issues. You may have a 64-bit app, but it may not be compatible with other changes in the OS.
Right.
So there's another website called Roaring Apps, left over from when the Apple's code names were large roaring cats. That will check.
I remember that.
It'll check for compatibility reports on your program. So basically, if you make money with your computer and it needs to run all the time, do not upgrade.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Until you're sure all of your programs will work.
Wait and do the reviews and check. If you've got critical software that you've got to wait until you can go to there and say, does it work, you know, on this version?
And I got
see the report.
I got a little annoyed our one company was a print service company, and so they're dealing with a large commercial printing service.
Sure.
And we had to call them to help us reinstall their RIP software. And I said, you might want to send out a notice to your users that, you know, this is not compatible with Catalina. And she said, yeah, it's on our support page. That's not what I said.
Yeah. Right?
People aren't going to go look at your support page. You need to send a note to all your users.
Right.
So that's what we did to all of our users. We sent out a mass email saying, well, please don't install Catalina unless you're really, really, really sure. And you have a backup. And you've checked all your programs.
And you've checked your backup.
And don't install Catalina.
If you've lived this long without it, a few more weeks.
That's right. Yeah.
Is well worth the hassle and headaches that you would endure now.
And but let's not bury one of the leads here. You need good backups.
Yep.
If you have not checked your backups, you don't have good backups.
Yep.
If you haven't backed up, well, shame on you. How long have you been listening to this show?
A backup will fix a hard drive crash. It will fix an OS corruption. It will fix ransomware.
Yep.
It will fix everything.
It will fix everything, and all it has to do is back up. There are a million programs that will do backups for you. They'll back up to cloud things. We've talked about using either, you know, you can use iCloud or Microsoft's cloud, which I forget what they call it.
OneDrive.
What?
OneDrive.
And pCloud, and which is a pay service but is very cheap, and all the other things that we've talked about. You really don't have an excuse not to do automated cloud backups anymore. You just don't have an excuse. So get out there and do them. It's important, and I think that that you're going to find in the short run, not even in the long run. In the short run, you will benefit from having continuous cloud-based unattended backup. But again, just because it's unattended doesn't mean that you shouldn't check it regularly.
Because even those can fail.
Right.
I mean, nothing is foolproof. You know, it's electronics, folks, and it's not if it's going to fail, it's when.
Yep. And we get people all the time that says, yeah, I have a backup. Here's my drive. All right, your last backup was 3 years ago. You've just lost everything in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And
or the ones that are worst, the drive is still sealed. Yeah, I bought this backup drive. Isn't that good?
To start.
Yeah, to start, yep. You have to unplug it. You have to unseal the box. You have to plug it into the computer, and you have to say, yes, you want to use it as a backup drive.
Yep.
And just before we go into the break, we should mention, folks, that we are in the middle of a fun drive. And all this great information that you're getting right now, the encouragement and maybe the learning, you know, you're learning some new tip that you were unaware of before. We've given you some insight. We're here every week. And I know we pledge this, you know, say this every time there's a pledge track, but it's the truth. If you folks don't pick up the phones and, you know, dial, you know, give us a call, we would not be here. It's been due to Rob's great effort in bringing us over here that we just celebrated 30 years, but it was all due to you folks. And we had a great crowd come out for the party. It was fantastic. It was a lot of fun seeing all your faces and that, but now you got to step back a little bit and just, you know, say, you know, what's this really worth? You know, and do we want to keep this going? So we need you to pick up a phone and give us a call. We've got a young lady there waiting patiently.
Cheryl,
take your call.
She's so lonely. Give her a call.
Yeah, and
make a pledge. To talk to her, to make a pledge.
Or the way we love to do also, to keep Rob busy, because I know you folks are all technoids, go online. You can do it safely and securely.
At jazz901.org.
And pledge there. And then the minute that pledge goes through, Rob has to answer it. He will then turn around and text us, letting us know that you pledged, you know, to support Soundbites. But please,
make the call, make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, me, Nick Francesco, and you. I think we still have Ed from Ithaca patiently waiting on the line. Sorry, Ed. We'll get to you right when we come back But we are going to take a quick break back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more sound bites right here on the Truly Great, and truly grateful to you that we can continue to stay online because we are member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More sound bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Unright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 36 minutes after the hour, we are... I should sing with these headphones on.
I couldn't figure out why I couldn't hear anything in my headphones, because it was still plugged into my iPad.
Oh, yeah. I just bought a new pair of headphones, because my old ones, I was actually... the metal was on my head. You know how they have cushions? Mm-hmm. They were gone. I had metal on my ears, and I thought... Well, unless I'm listening to Judas Priest, I need to get a new pair of headphones. So I did, and these have serious bass.
Oh, I'd like that.
It would be a metalhead.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah.
I love heavy bass.
Yeah, well, Steve sounds like Darth Vader now.
Luke.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you bring your inhaler? Yeah.
I'm going to do this for the rest of the show now.
Oh, no, we'll pat you down.
Pat him down, exactly.
You forget who controls the board.
All right, we're going to go to the phones. We've got Ed, who's been patiently waiting on the line from Ithaca, New York. Hi, Ed, what's up?
Hi, guys. I want to say that I'm a member, and even though I ordinarily just listen to the podcast, I really support you, and I urge others to as well.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that, Ed.
I have two questions. I have just gotten an older tablet, and it uses 23-watt, 2-amp charging. Can I use it with my computer by plugging the charging cord into the USB on my computer?
What's the wattage on that?
23 watts.
Yes?
Well, no. You can't charge your computer from a USB port.
No, he wants to charge his tablet.
From the computer USB.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it'll be slow, but yes.
Very slow.
Sorry. Okay, but it's possible.
Yeah, it will be very slow, but it also depends on what kind of computer you have as to whether or not it will do charging through the USB port. You need to check, because certainly if it's USB 3, it should. If it's USB 2, it might. If it's USB 1, it won't.
I see. Okay.
That's pretty simple. So the easiest way to tell is plug it in.
Right.
You won't damage anything.
I didn't want to do anything that might damage the tablet.
No, it should. No. It would damage a tablet if it drove it.
Right.
But it's certainly not going to do that.
Okay. Good. Now, thank you. Now, my second question is, are there any programs that will allow me to record things that are coming through the computer off the air, like streaming, that will keep it on the computer as opposed to storing it in the cloud?
Several. Yeah. One is called Total Recorder.
Fantastic program. I've been using it for decades.
Yep. Certainly Audacity should do that.
I don't think Audacity was working. Maybe it turned off the sound, or I think the volume had to be up. I can't remember, but I had some problem with it.
All right, but try Total Recorder.
Okay.
I think it's totalrecorder.com, I think.
Mm-hmm. I believe. It's been so long.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yep, totalrecorder.com.
Okay.
And it's a for-pay program, but it's not expensive.
No, it's dirt cheap, and...
It comes in standard, professional, and video pro. Oh, and developer edition now. Well, pardon me. So you've got many choices at many price points.
Pick your poison.
Not only will it work by itself, but you can schedule stuff to kick off at a later date and all kinds of things. So, yeah, absolutely pretty cool.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll try that.
There you go.
Thanks so much for all your help.
Thank you. And I should point out to everybody else, Total Recorder is a Windows program. It is compatible with Windows 10, but it is, as far as I know, a Windows-only program.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, yes, it is a Windows-only program. Sorry, go ahead.
I would say on the Mac, I use Audacity. You can even use GarageBand if you want to do more fancy recording, and you can add instruments over top of it. But just for a straight recording, I typically use Audacity. And the trick is, normally it wants to record from the microphone or the line in. So I use another program called Soundflower,
right?
That pushes the computer audio basically to the line in. So then it records it. And both of those are free and open source.
I use, on Linux, I use Audacity for many things. But for recording, for example, recording the show is being done automatically through MPlayer. I kick off a cron job, that just pulls the stream in and records it to a file. So it's really easy to do. So all the operating systems have the big three operating systems have the ability to do that, and it's pretty easy stuff. Just a reminder, I beg your pardon. I don't even know where that's coming from. We are in the midst of a pledge drive. As you know, we come to you twice a year for keeping the show on the air. I mean, it doesn't get any clearer than that. Some of you have, and I want to thank everyone who took the time to write to me about this. I am no longer writing a column for the DNC. They have decided that they no longer want to pay any of their freelancers. So
you're more than welcome to write the column, just not get paid
right,
for it.
I just can't get paid for it.
Yeah.
And I get that. People don't want to pay for things anymore. People don't want to pay for the newspaper, so they have to do something to cut costs, and that's one of the ways they did it. The fact is,
too bad
though,
you don't have anywhere else that you can get your voice out.
Yeah, it's too bad, isn't it? but the fact is that exact same thing happens here. There are many, many, many of you who listen to this show, both live and on the podcast, and there are very, very, very few of you who support the station. You're riding on the backs of the people who do support us, and you should be one of those people. This is your chance. We are in the middle of a pledge drive. You can join both Martin and Jim by making the call and making the pledge. You can do it live. Talk to Cheryl. She's a lovely human being. Talk to Cheryl at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I do want you to notice we will take your call and answer your computer question, whether you're a member or not, because we're just that nice. But wouldn't it be wonderful if instead of listening to me begging and being annoyed by it, you were to listen to me begging and say, and be smug about it, because you can say, I'm a member. And I agree with him. Everybody should join. We have multiple levels. And at each level, can I get a sheet? Do we have a sheet? Thank you. At each level, you can get certain benefits. At the $50 level, I'll just pick this one. You can get the Soundbites mouse pad, which is very cool, by the way. Or the Soundbites 2 GB thumb drive. How cool are you whipping out that thumb drive and showing it to people? And everybody then knows. So, and let's face it, that's only 14 cents a day. I mean, even if you only listen to this show, the $50 level is only 96 cents a week. 96 cents for this show. You can't buy coffee for that amount of money. You can't even buy coffee at the Flower City Coffee Company every Saturday at the public market for that kind of money. You're about 4 cents short at that price point. And so why are you not a member? What prevents you from being a member? Is it the fact that you don't have an extra $50 to your name for an entire year of this show? Really? I get it if you don't, but that's not the majority of our listeners, because you just spent thousands of dollars for a computer. Why are you not a member? make the call, make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free. 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. When you pledge online, scroll down and you'll see all the gifts and the levels and everything else. So check the right box. Because you can, like we said, you can get the mouse pad, the thumb drive. There's tote bags. There's baseball caps. There's the Soundbites short sleeve T-shirt. If you're at the $200 level, and yes, many of you can afford the $200 level. We all know that. You can get the Soundbites laptop or tablet bag. How cool is that? At the $365 level, which is only a buck a day, again, a small coffee at the public market. Or is it buck and a half now at the public market?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
You worked there.
I know. I just don't remember the amounts. You can get the laptop bag or the Soundbite shirt and a baseball cap and a mouse pad. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. And anybody who pledges at the $90 and 10 cent level or above, get it, 90-10-9-901, gets the Jazz 90.1 Enhanced Member Card, which is an amazing thing. The number of places that you can use that card just keeps on growing. Rob keeps adding places to it. And really, at the $90 and 10 cent level, you'll save that. If you go out with any regularity, you'll save that in a month.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. So please make the call. Make the pledge. Again, I'll read a news item. You didn't keep your end up last time. But we'll make it happen this time. While you're making the call and making the pledge, I will read a news item. That's fair. So hands ready? Ready to dial? Go! Attackers exploited a zero-day vulnerability in Apple's iTunes and iCloud programs to infect Windows computers with ransomware without triggering antivirus protection. Apple patched the vulnerability earlier this week, so if you are using iTunes or iCloud on Windows, make sure you are using the latest version. The vulnerability resides in the Bonjour component that both iTunes and iCloud for Windows relies on. The bug is known as an unquoted service path, which, as its name suggests, happens when a developer forgets to surround a file path with quotation marks. When the bug is in a trusted program, such as one digitally signed by a well-known developer like Apple, attackers can exploit the flaw to make the program execute code that AV protection might otherwise flag as suspicious. Unquoted path vulnerabilities have been found in other programs, including an Intel graphics driver, the ExpressVPN, and the ForcePoint VPN. In August, cybersecurity firm Morphosec found attackers were exploiting the vulnerability to install ransomware called BitPamer on the computers of an unidentified company in the automotive industry. Morphosec immediately notified Apple of the active exploit upon finding it in August. This past Monday, Apple patched the vulnerability in both iTunes 12.10.1 for Windows and iCloud for Windows 7.14. Windows users who have either application installed should ensure the automatic updates work as they're supposed to. So check to see what your versioning is on each of those programs to make sure you are updated. Morphosec has reported additional vulnerabilities that Apple has yet to patch. What's more, anyone who's ever installed and later uninstalled iTunes should inspect their PCs to ensure that Bonjour was also removed. That's because the iTunes installer doesn't automatically remove Bonjour. So are you using iTunes or iCloud on your Windows PC? Be careful. And give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
And I do want to mention something that's being a little misreported. iTunes for Mac is gone, but its functionality is still there.
Right. Only the program itself is gone.
Right. The music functionality is in the music app, so you can play your music.
What?
Yeah.
Music functionality in the music app?
The video functionality is in the video app.
No, it is not.
The podcast functionality, guess.
The coffee app.
No, the podcast
Dang
app.
Dang it.
You were close.
I was so close.
You were close.
The one thing that's a little unusual is the syncing functionality. If you needed to sync your phone to your computer with a USB cable,
right.
Is now on the desktop. You plug your phone in and it pops up on the desktop.
Oh, well that...
And it looks exactly like Windows. So I'm sorry, Windows, jeez. Exactly like iTunes. So what we're guessing is they took the code for iTunes, pulled it out of the iTunes bundle, and put it into the desktop bundle.
Easiest way to do it.
Yeah. And so for the very few people that are still syncing their phone with a USB cable and aren't using Wi-Fi or the cloud,
right.
That functionality is still there too.
Whew.
Wow. So the iTunes program is gone, but the functionality is all still there. And we were wondering what would happen to iTunes for Windows. The functionality is all still there in the Mac, so we're assuming they're going to keep it for Windows, for at least for a little while. We do envision a time. So in the early days when the phone first came out in 2007, there was a pre-iPhone day. The only way to get data on the phone was from your computer.
Right.
And then the iPod before that was 2001, I think. The only way to get the stuff on your iPhone or iPod was through USB on the computer. And eventually they have separated that, so now you can do everything right on your device. You don't need to hook up your computer. We can envision a future at some point where it won't hook up to your computer, and you just use your cloud syncing services, which are fine for most people. You just want to sync your photos. You want to sync your calendars. That all syncs through the cloud anyway, so you don't have to worry about it. So, yeah, the iTunes program is gone, but the functionality is still there. And we've already started seeing companies are releasing 64-bit apps. They're releasing updated apps. So if you do want to run Catalina, you can look to see if apps you use are upgraded. But, again, we're still recommending you wait until at least the first patch, if not the second.
Don't be...
Or put it on a separate hard drive or separate partition on your hard drive so it's not your main device.
Yeah.
So if your main device
Best
doesn't run your main program...
Best word of caution is just wait.
Yeah.
You've waited this long, a couple more weeks, you know, until they get it straightened out, folks. They'll save you a lot of grief and aggravation and pulling the hair out and frustration. So,
yep. And the people that we've talked to this week are just so used to installing updates, because usually it's recommended you install the updates, that they didn't notice that this said it was an upgrade. And
again, folks, don't take the time to slow down and read.
Yep. And your main program, so one of our printing customer uses Photoshop 2019, which is compatible, but the plugin they use wasn't compatible. So it may not list all of your sub plugins. That's why that Go 64 is interesting, just to see how many programs you're actually running on your computer that you may have downloaded and forgot about, and they're still there waiting.
Yep.
Amazing. You know, and but again, folks, you know, just take your time, slow down, read what you're installing. And I don't care whether it's on a Mac or a PC, because there are so many of them that bundle other stuff in there. Here's the key thing. A lot of folks think, all right, I downloaded this program, but it also wants to put on these other toolbars or these other programs. If you slow down instead of just click, 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 you can say no to those. It will still install the main part of the program. It just won't install all that other fluff that you really don't want and or need. And you can still, you know, do it. So don't think it's going to break it or anything else. But again, just slow down, do that, and you'll be fine.
Right. Also, we did have a couple of people step up to the plate. Bless both of you, Gregory and Gary. Thank you very much for your donations. We are honored to have you as members of the Soundbites and Jazz 90.1 families. It's people like Martin and Jim and Gregory and Gary who are the ones who are keeping this show and this station on the air. We've seen many organizations disappear And as you know, we've moved stations a couple of times. Case in point, I'm no longer in the newspaper. And all of that is due to declining revenues. And so we would like to stay on the air here. It's both urgent and real. Now, we would love to stay on the air here, but we can't do it alone. We need you. You can give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And you know, if you pledge at the $90.10 level, you get it 90-10-901. You get the enhanced member card. Plus, you can have either the Jazz 90.1's tote bag, zippered, blue and white, it's very nice, tote bag, the Jazz 91 baseball cap, or the Jazz 91 blue ceramic coffee mug, which is a great, by the way, great coffee mug. I like the shape, I like the heft, I really like the coffee mug. And you get that at the $90.10 level. If you want something more soundbitey, well, the $120 or, hey, nice shirt level gives you the Soundbites white short sleeve T-shirt. And you've seen the design. It's almost exactly the design that was on the 30th anniversary shirt. Even at that, that's 33 cents a day. Even if this is the only show you listen to, the $120 level is only $2.31 a week. You spend more than that in the morning for your frappa crappa lappa happa
ding dong
snappa drink. I won't dignify it by calling it coffee every morning. So you could at that level, you're pretty much at the $7 a day level. We don't even have a $7 a day level. We don't. But a $7 a week level, that would be the $365 level. And it's a cup of coffee a week. Think about that. A cup of coffee a week is $365. And how much do you spend a week on coffee? Five times that?
Yeah.
At any rate, at that level, very nice. We'd also like to thank other people who have stepped up to the plate. We are quite honored. We are quite honored that Kevin, Brent, Susan, and Larry have all signed up. Some of them at we will take pretty much any amount of money. We do not insist that you pledge at a specific level. If you have $20 or $10 or $5, we want you to be a member of the family. Being a member of the family doesn't have a monetary amount attached to it. Is that the music? I did not hear that. I don't know how much time we have left.
No, we just started.
Okay. In that case, we're going to take a slightly longer break. It's the end of the first hour. But we'll be back after a few minutes, a slightly longer break, give you a chance to take a bio break. I'm going to get some water. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco. Cheryl waiting patiently on the phone. Give her a call. The poor woman sitting there with nothing to do. Give her a call and make a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org, and we will be back in just a few minutes with a whole nother hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe so far. Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece, Rochester. A public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
Online at jazz901.org.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 6 minutes after the hour, we are. I feel like singing into these headphones because I'll finally be at least a baritone.
Opera over the news.
Opera over the news. Largo il factotum delicita. Largo.
No.
La 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 la. La.
Okay. Figaro, Figaro, Figaro,
Figaro.
Because you know what can happen?
Figaro su, Figaro ju, Figaro la, Figaro qua. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I punches the button and I'm off the air. All right. So before we get anywhere else, let me thank the latest members of Jazz 90.1, Larry, Susan, Brent, Kevin, and Steven. Thank you all so very much. They have joined Gary, Gregory, Jim, and Martin and are now members of the Jazz 90.1 family. What's that all about, you may ask? Well, we are in a pledge drive. Twice a year, we come to you and ask you to be generous. Is the only way to put it. Mm-hmm. This station is public radio. And when we say we're public supported, member supported, we're not kidding. We don't get national grants, state grants, city grants, county grants.
School grants.
Leslie Grant.
Robert Grant.
What was that as Esner's first name? Lou Grant.
Lou Grant.
We don't get Lou Grant. We don't get any of that stuff. What we do is we get memberships from you. It is imperative if we are to keep this station and this show, by the way, on the air, that you become a member. The days of letting somebody else do it are kind of over. And I get it. These are parlous economic times, yada, yada, yada. I get all of that. But the reality is that we do not stay on the air without your support. So we need you to support us. And you can do that very easily. You can pick up the phone and give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. That's right. I'm not leaving out you people up in Canada and out of New York State and who listen all week long on the podcasts. You need to be members too, particularly you podcast people. You know what it costs to store podcast stuff up all the time. I'm storing gigabytes of past shows.
30 years worth, folks.
30 years worth. And we need you to be a member. And there are multiple levels that you can be members at.
We have sliders, not levers.
Those are sliders. We have levers. We leverage your support to keep this station
in. Well, that's the other thing. People, like we've said, forget that there is cost to this stuff. I mean, granted, you're paying, you know, to keep this on the air. But on our side, what you guys are doing as far as storing all this stuff up there so people conveniently can have this at their fingertips, automatically download to their Android phone or their iPhone, so it's there.
Or through their computer or their Chromebook.
Or wherever, and listen to it on a whim. Or go back to an old show because, they checked from our website that we mentioned it 2 months ago about this particular topic. And, you can go back to that show and listen to the whole conversation.
That's right.
It's there, folks. Years of information that might help you out in a pinch when you've, you know, run into a snafu and don't know how to get around it. And wait a minute, didn't the guys on Soundbites hand to that? And we've heard
the reality is, yes, we did. It hardly matters what the question is. I'll almost guarantee you we answered it or one very, very close to it.
And it's always there for you, folks. And, you know, it's something that we enjoy doing. We come here, the three of us, like I've said for years, we take out of our own personal time. We don't get paid for this. It is public radio. So we, you know, take it out the middle of a Saturday where you folks are out running around, being with your families and doing your shopping or doing this or that, projects around home and that, and listening to us. We're here in the studios cutting out a good section of our day. I know for me, I leave the house usually around 11. I don't get home until 2:30, 3 o'clock. You know, so there's a good hunk of a Saturday, prime day Saturday, that I took out of my life, and so did Nick and Steve from their families, to do stuff. And, you know, we do it because we enjoy helping folks. The three of us, like I say, have been doing it longer than my first marriage. Being here, and, you know, it's a great team, and we kind of complement each other, all three of us, in the what we can cover is different aspects so that we have it covered for you folks and answering your questions. And there hasn't been too many years that you folks have been able to call and stump us. For the most part, we're batting pretty well over 90, I'd say 90%+ of getting right. Your questions answered. And we hear constantly, you know, last week, and we kid about it, that, you know, folks will call in and say, you know, you recommended doing this last week, and it worked fantastic. And we'll come back and, oh, it did? Well, that's one for us.
Another one, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we like to keep it easy and fun listening for you folks. That's why we joke around as much as we do with it. Because that's the whole thing. Computers are supposed to be fun. And you shouldn't be intimidated. And hopefully we've taken that cloud of mystery away from it and made it easier for you folks to do it. But that's being here every Saturday providing this information. And we come to you folks twice a year and ask you to please step up to the plate. And I don't care whether it's $5 or whatever you can afford. We've got Jazz-O-Matic that you can set up and automatically come out so you don't even miss it.
Minimum $10 a month.
And you can start it and stop it at any time. It's not some long-term contract. You know, if you can only do it, you know, say 6 months, that's fine. We don't care. It just shows that you care about this program and being on air. We really appreciate that. And that's like, you know, giving us a pat on the back saying, nice job, guys. Keep up the good work. That's why we do it, to keep you folks happy and, you know, provide you with the information and keep us on the air.
Yep. And it's easy to do. If you want to talk to the lovely Cheryl, who is waiting eagerly to hear from you, it's simple, 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. If you don't like talking to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we have multiple levels. Again, as Dave said, any amount of money is fine, but if you pledge at a level, there are gifts that you can get. And so let's take, we were talking earlier about going to Charbucks and getting your daily intake of Frappa Crappa Lappa Happa. Let's say you buy their cheapest drink there, which is about $2.75. Okay. And let's say Soundbites is the only show you listen to. Okay. That's the $150 membership.
Yep.
$2.88 a week. Which is about the cost with tax of their little tea. You have a tea drink that's that cheap. And $150 membership, by the way, you become a supporter, and that gives you two of the enhanced member cards. Two of them. So now you don't have to fight with your significant other or insignificant other as to where you go and who goes where and who gets the card, take it out today. You also get the white Soundbite short sleeve t-shirt and the Jazz 90.1 Navy baseball cap, or you can have the Jazz 90.1 white and blue tote bag and the Mouse Bite sound pad. The Soundbites mouse pad. That would be cool. The Soundbites mouse pad. And that's less than the cheapest item at Charbucks every single week, once a week, $150 membership. You should make the call. You should make the pledge. It only takes a couple of minutes. And in fact, you can do it while we're on the phone with James, from Rochester, New York. Hi, James. What's up?
Yeah, I have a question for you concerning laptops.
Yeah.
What do you prefer, the HP Spectra or the Surface?
That's kind of a half dozen of the other type question.
I only have experience with the older Surface, and I did not like it. The new one is supposed to be much better, but I'm afraid I haven't had any real experience with it.
Like to donate some here to for us to test out.
We'd be happy to test them out.
I'd be more than glad to test one out.
The many people from Microsoft who listen to this show every week.
There is some theoretical advantage that Microsoft is doing the hardware, Microsoft is doing the software. It may work better together. But Microsoft is pretty new at making computers, and the other companies have been around a really long time doing it.
And let's be honest, HP makes amazingly good machines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very reliable. They've been durable. Remember the late Bob Smith with his HP?
Oh, yes.
He had an old friend of ours from years gone by, had an HP, and he had dropped that at least three or four times, had glued it in corners, and the thing just kept going. It was a workhorse. Yep. It was an HP ThinkPad, and it was a great little machine, and it served him well for many a year.
So the new Spectres are very good.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, you couldn't do wrong with either one. But for me personally, I would probably go for the HP just because my early experience with early Surfaces was not good, although I'm given to understand they are much better now.
I just bought a HP 17-inch for my wife. Got it on sale.
That's a good trade.
Yeah.
One other quick question.
I traded up.
You traded up. Okay, go ahead, James.
Bada-bing.
A mesh network router system versus the extenders in a larger type house.
The idea behind a mesh network is that all of the devices talk to each other. They are all equal to each other. In an extender, you have a very different setup, and people are moving from extenders to mesh networks.
Yeah, mesh is a little easier to set up, especially for average home people.
I don't know. The orb was easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the orb is very easy.
The orb was
But you're only putting two. There's only one, and the orb is a mesh network.
Yeah, but you can add.
It's a mesh network. Yeah. It's not an extender.
You put the next
that's
one
true.
In.
Yep.
You add the next one in, and it auto configures itself.
Yeah, to go into it. Matter of fact, I'm thinking about getting another mesh, another one to put over in the other room once I get green light.
They can be a little more expensive than the extenders because there's more hardware in them.
Yeah,
there's a more expensive
that.
Computer
and I was
in
looking
them.
At the Google versus the Orbis.
I personally just bought the Orbis.
Orbi.
Yeah, due to Nick's recommendation.
Yeah, I have an Orbi
as
well.
And it was fantastic. Easy to set up. You even got an app that you can put on your phone and control it from there.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. And we'd like to thank, I want to immediately thank Roger, who has also become a member of Jazz 90.1. Thank you very much, Roger. Enjoy your benefits. They're going to be pretty cool.
And just like most other computers, the Microsoft Surface starts at $749, but the one you want is $2,000.
Right.
So for $749, you get an i3 with 4 gigs of RAM and 128 storage. Well, I want the i7 with 16 gigs of RAM and 512 storage.
You're right, exactly. And we also want to thank Frank and Betty for their generous donations. Thank you so much, Frank and Betty. We've got a dozen new members of the Jazz 90.1 family. We are honored to have each and every one of them with us. And it's your turn. It's easy enough to do.
Like you said, we only
become a member quickly and easily. Give us a call and talk to the lovely Cheryl at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966.
Keep her busy.
5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. You And you really want to talk to Cheryl because you know what kind of trouble she'll get into if she's idle. But if you don't want to talk to a human being, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And that's the fun way that I recommend doing. Here's why, folks. I got a sick mind here. And I'll admit it. I love to keep Rob busy.
And it does.
Because, you know, he boogied on out of here. So, well, see you guys. I got to go home. So, yeah, he's home. But he's got to answer these emails and then get back to us to let us know that the pledge comes in. So by you folks pledging online, that keeps him busy instead of sitting around polishing up his boat or whatever he's doing around the house.
Actually, he's going to perform a wedding this afternoon.
Yeah, well, he can be late for that. It's not his wedding.
But at any rate, the basic idea...
They can sit quietly and contemplate each other for a while.
Yeah, let's do that while you make the call. 585-966-JAZZ-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. This is particularly poignant for me this week because as I may have mentioned earlier, and as I may you may have seen on social media, I am no longer writing a column for the newspaper. They have gotten rid of all of their freelancers in a cost saving measure. So because people aren't paying for the paper, I'm no longer in it, among many others. Not just me. And I would hate to see the same thing happen here. We need you to keep us online, and the way you do that is to make that pledge and make that call. Like I said, there are multiple levels that you can join at, and joining at one of the higher levels gives you some really neat benefits. And I think, honestly, I think we're worth a couple of bucks a week. If you don't, why are you listening? So make the call.
I say it's either that or you answer the fake tech support calls and pay them the thousands of dollars they're going to ask.
That's right. And or you can pay us $1,000. There is a $1,000 membership level. And for that level, Rob will come to your home and mow your lawn. No. He doesn't do that anymore. But you get all the gifts and it's very cool. And don't forget the membership card alone, which starts at the $90.10 level. You'll get more than that every time. You know, every year I save more with that card than my membership cost me, and I don't pledge at a low level. So you will find that that membership card gives you advantages and the number of places that you can go. You can look online and see the dozens and dozens and dozens of places that take the card, and that also makes it pretty cool. I have friends who play I forget what they call it. It's not bingo or roulette. They call it something else, but they have a sheet and they toss a dart at it. Essentially, it's not a dart. They throw a thing on the paper, mm-hmm. but they basically toss a dart and that's where they go eat someplace new each time. And it's easy. It's easy enough to find new places that you've never been. Mm-hmm. And because it turns out to be less expensive, it gives you a little bit of a cushion if you find some place that maybe is not amazing for you.
You get to experience more great restaurants around the Rochester area, and you're saving half price by doing it.
Yep.
You out, and it's a great evening out with the somebody else and having a good time at half the cost.
Yep.
How can you lose on that?
You cannot lose on that. So you should become a member just like Linda did. Thank you, Linda, for your generous donation. We are honored to have you as a member of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families.
And Linda, if you were planning on coming to the Apple Cider meeting today, it's at a new location. Check the website.
Okay, good to know. Would you have known that information had you not been listening to this show? Perhaps not.
For anyone else, might be going to the Apple Cider web meeting this afternoon. It's at a new location. Check the website.
Right.
But I know Linda usually comes.
And Linda usually comes. So, folks, if you are listening to this show, then you find it valuable. If you find it valuable, please make a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You have a choice of keeping Cheryl busy or keeping Rob busy.
And even when you do have a problem with your computer and want to take it to a shop, most shops have a minimum service fee that they charge, and
right.
And oftentimes for really simple questions, our store won't charge that, but we have to stay in business too.
Right.
So think of all the experience and the time we have here. You call us for your questions. You don't have to take your computer to a shop.
Right.
And you can get us for a pledge. At any level you can decide.
You can afford, and yeah. It's just easy to do. And while you're doing that, I will read one more news item. Microsoft is reminding customers that one version of Windows 10 received its final security update this week, and that another will fall off of the support list around this time next month. The final updates for Windows 10 Enterprise 1703 and Windows 10 Education 1703 was handed out Tuesday. Windows 10 1703, which is also called the Creators Update, launched way back in April of 2017. Ancient
that
history.
Doesn't seem like long enough ago to be out of support.
Yeah, really? Well, 2 years?
Microsoft. The end of support date for Windows 10 Enterprise and Education 1703 was supposed to be October 9th of 2018. That's right. A year and 3 months, a year and 6 months. Yeah, 18 months.
That's short.
But in February of 2018, Microsoft extended the deadline, as well as those for several other feature upgrades, from 18 to 24 months. That pushed Enterprise and Education 1703's retirement to April of 2019. The 24 months became 30 months in September of 2018, when Microsoft again revised its support policies by announcing that Windows 10 Enterprise 1703 and Education 1703 would be supported until October 8th, 2019. Next month, Microsoft will call it quits for Windows 10 Home 1803 and Windows 10 Pro 1803. Check your version. Those consumer and small business editions, respectively, are to receive their final security updates on November 12th. Microsoft released 1803 on April 30th, 2018. Windows 10 Enterprise 1803 and Education 1803 will be supported until November 10th, 2020. Excuse me, are slightly more than 30 months from its introduction, which means we'll start getting calls saying, no, we're still supported. I saw it on their website. If you're not using Education or Enterprise, you are not supported. When Windows 10 1809 was months late in launching, Microsoft solved the delay by largely skipping that version and instead upgrading users directly to its successor, Windows 10 1903. That version shipped in late May. However, Microsoft gave itself the right to forcibly upgrade PCs whose version of Windows 10 was about to expire. You heard that right. Microsoft can upgrade you whether you like it or not. Microsoft began the compulsory upgrading in mid-July, 4 months before 1803's retirement. The next Windows 10 expiration date will be April 14th, 2020, tick-tock, when Windows Enterprise 1709 and Education 1709 will have their support revoked. Mark your calendars. Which version are you on? And are you ready to be upgraded? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, use those numbers to make a pledge or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 30 minutes after the hour. It's Sound Bites. It is, and pay attention to this phrase, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 37 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites. As you know, we are on a pledge drive. And this particular pledge is a very important one. Friend of the show, Dolores, has pledged and wanted us to remember our dear friend, Lolly. Lolly Gag was one of our friends in Second Life who passed away, and she wanted us to remember Lolly, and we do so fondly. At any rate, thank you for becoming a member, and you can join us. You know, my hope was that we'd make $1,000 this week, and we are so close. We are so close, and you can push us over the top. It's so easy to do, to get us over $1,000. Just make a call. Make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, just like Jeffrey and Tim and Pat did. So we thank you all for your very generous donations. And you can join us. Get us over the top. We're so close. We're so close. We'd like you to please join us. Become a member. You got about a half an hour to make that call, make that pledge, put us over the top. You can do it. I know you can do it. I have faith in our listeners. I love each and every one of you individually and collectively in a brotherly or sisterly sort of way. So we need you to make that call and make that pledge, because I know you can do this. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. We're pledged securely online at jazz901.org.
And I want to go back a minute to the Windows 10 lifecycle.
I'm listening to you in your full bass mode with these new headphones.
I should turn on my Jazz 90.1 voice.
There you go. It's getting to the point now where I can hardly hear it. It's so low.
And you too.
These Windows 10 lifecycles.
There you go.
people aren't upgrading their Windows 10 to get to the current supported versions because there's so many problems with the upgrades. And now the old versions are going to go out of support and not be upgraded anymore. So you're stuck between having no upgrades and no support and vulnerabilities.
Right.
And having a computer that won't work because the upgrade killed it or changed something or broke something. And
Microsoft hasn't had a good upgrade in a year and a half. Easy. Every upgrade has had issues everywhere from bricking your machine to, well, this program doesn't work anymore.
I was going to say about a year and a half.
Yeah easy. Easy yeah. Year and a half. So
it sometimes feels like if they have their second Tuesday of the month where they release their patches.
Right.
If you look into those second Tuesday patches, there's like 100 different updates. How about update one or two and then see what happens? And then update two or three and then see what happens.
The way that Linux does it is they upgrade things the instant they get found.
Mm-hmm.
You're
mm-hmm.
done. That, yep. So you know, somebody was telling me, well, there's so many upgrades with Linux. Well, first, upgrading is just clicking the yes button, so shut up.
Yeah, but secondly, how hard is that?
Right, it only takes a few minutes at most, and in my case, takes seconds, because the updates are so small. It updates each individual thing as it finds it. So once in a while, you get a big update. Like I updated LibreOffice.
But it's a faster operating, more efficient operating system.
Yes, it is. It's fully 64-bit, so there's no context switching. That's part of it. Yeah. Linux is inherently more efficient than Windows to begin with.
Hands down.
That's part of it.
Hands down.
Yeah, so, excuse me. So you can, it's pay me now or pay me later, right? So you can upgrade now and have a little bit of an issue, or you can wait and be vulnerable to the stuff that's going around. So definitely, if you're going to continue to use Windows, and that's entirely on you, but if you're going to continue to use Windows, then you should probably make sure that it is fully up to date. Now, as far as Macs go, of course, they just had the OS Catalina update. We talked about this at the top of the show. It broke a bunch of stuff, particularly 32-bit apps. And so our poll of the week is Mac OS Catalina breaks stuff. So far, we've only got 37 votes. First week, we had 220 votes. The next week, we had 76 votes. So I'm hoping that we break 100 this week. But, of course, I'm also hoping we break $1,000. Mm-hmm. But I don't hear anybody calling in, so who knows what's going to happen. But at any rate, we've had people vote in the poll, and I do like that. So thank you all very much. There's another one. They're calling in from all over the place. And we like that as well. So thank you. We even had somebody call in over Tor, I'm pretty sure. I know when I call some, when I go to a website using Tails, it goes through Vienna, Austria, and we got a vote from there. So I'm assuming that's somebody on Tor.
Not Vienna, Virginia.
Not Vienna, Virginia. Vienna, Austria.
Have they seen the boys' choir?
What?
Have they seen the boys' choir?
Yes. The Vienna Boys Choir.
Does that still exist, or is that just a TV meme?
No, it's a real thing. It's a thing. The Vienna Boys Choir is a real thing. You can hear their albums. Because they don't really allow castrati anymore.
Haven't they grown up by now?
They get new ones. They
yearly.
Shuffle
just
them
go
out.
Ahead and smack
it's me. It's a process. We did have a text message about the value of some old hardware, unfortunately, without knowing the
specifics,
details.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not just, oh, I've got this particular tower, because this company, it's a Falcon Northwest, makes Intel Core towers and AMD Core towers with GeForce or Radeon graphics cards, memory up to 128 gig. Storage of multiple dimensions,
processors.
Without knowing what your actual specs for each of your devices is, we can't give you even a partially reasonable answer.
Not even close.
But what you can do is look for similar devices online and see what they're selling for.
Yeah, but you got to know the specs, and that you can look up very easily.
Yeah, the processor, the speed, the memory, the video card.
Right. What version of Windows, or if it's using, or...
It gets a little tricky, too, because some of the processors have been around so long. So right now we're in the 9th generation i5 processor. Well, that's worth, say, $200.
Right.
If you have a 1st generation i5 processor, that's probably worth $20.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's an i5.
Yep.
So, you know, which i5?
Right. So it's a more in-depth issue than...
Yeah, it's just not a generic question that
right.
we can answer.
I wish it were. Yeah. You know, I wish I could say, oh, it's this, it's worth
like
this.
Like an HP, say, Pavilion, so-and-so yeah. laptop.
Apple right. did start a trade-in program when they actually have a website where you can put in your serial number, and they'll tell you how much your computer's worth on trade-in. And if it's too old, they say, we can recycle it for you anyway, which is nice. But what we found is that their trade-in prices are a lot lower than you could get selling it on the open market anyway.
Well, you shocked me.
Yeah. It's that sweater you're wearing. It's rubbing on your beard.
It's rubbing on my beard. It's causing static. That was it. I thought it was you, but apparently it was that. Craig, we'd love to be able to tell you what your towers are worth, but unfortunately, without actually digging into them, we cannot.
The only thing we can say is they're worth a lot less than you paid for them.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't care what you paid for them; they're worth less now. That's an issue everybody shares, and it also depends on it's a buyer's market. I might pay a little more if I feel that I could put Linux on them and get another 10 years out of them. Somebody else might think, well, it's not worth putting Windows on, so it's not worth anything to me. So there's just a lot. There's a lot to that.
He just wrote us back and said, guys, thanks for the ideas and have a great and safe weekend.
Thanks. You too. You too, Craig. We appreciate that. We're almost near the end of the show. We need to break $1,000, and you can help us do that. We are in a pledge drive, and we are hoping that you will kick us over that $1,000 mark. It's easy enough to do. Make a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. If you don't want to talk to Cheryl, and she's a lovely human being, why wouldn't you want to talk to Cheryl, for Pete's sake? But if you don't, you can always pledge securely online and never talk to another human being in your life.
See, I paid $2,500 for my high-end computer 3 years ago, and Apple will give me $890 for it on trade-in.
That's not bad.
Not bad. So 3 years, I've lost a third of the value every year for 3 years.
That's really not bad.
Yeah.
You get into that fourth and fifth year, though,
yep,
you're going to start dropping significantly. All right. Back to the phones. Our next caller is Roger from Rochester, New York. Hi, Roger. What's up? Roger?
Hi, this is Steve.
You there?
You answered it. I'm looking for the name of the executable that will run Linux on under Windows. Oh, it started with a K. I can't remember what the name of it was.
Oh yeah, there are several ways to do that.
Okay.
How to run? You want to run Linux under Windows.
Right. It's a downloadable disk, and then you can run. It'll install, and you can run it as an application under Windows 10.
Right. It's called the Windows Subsystem for Linux. And I believe you get that right from the Microsoft Store.
And how much
do I
have to pay?
Oh, no, there's another one. It's K-something. Oh, I can't remember the name of it. We used to use it all the time at Kodak. I can't remember what the name of it was. Okay, that's why you didn't answer it. I'll see you later.
I'm sorry. Thanks. When did I not answer that?
Oh, no, there's another program. I'm sure there is. That runs a Linux right under the Windows operating system.
Right, but Microsoft is doing that themselves now.
Yeah,
there will
I know,
be
but
a,
that's not the one I'm talking about. This is a third party.
Right, but many of those are just going to go by the wayside when it comes built into Windows.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. There's... I knew you folks would be calling in. I want to thank Brad and Diana for their pledge. Thank you so much. How weird is that? Not you guys pledging. That's great. This was
one that you were hoping for.
Probably tablet sized.
No, it just the system did something weird. But that's because I've got about 25 tabs open on this poor old 5-year-old Chromebook.
And yeah, but it's still
about 20 tabs is a little more than it can handle easily.
But it's chugging along.
So it took a moment to come back to life, and instead of typing in Brad and Diane, I typed D and then it caught up to me. But and I was just confused for a moment because I'm old and I'm easily confused. But I want to thank Brad and Diana. I particularly want to thank them because they've taken us over the top. We beat $1,000. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be pledging as well. Let's see if we can get to $1,200. We can do this.
Be nice.
We can do this with your help. All you have to do is make that pledge and make that call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Make the call. Make the pledge. Just like Jerry did. So thank you, Jerry. We're very appreciative of that. And we are happy to add you to the Jazz 90.1 family. Where what I like is seeing these numbers roll in because we need your help. We need your support. We want to stay on the air. I've said this before. It's particularly poignant to me, as I am no longer at writing the column in the newspaper, as they have gotten rid of their freelancers in a cost-cutting measure. We'd hate to have this show cut as a cost-cutting measure or see this station go out of business simply because people don't pay for it. And it's that bold.
Well, they're down. We're down to what I think Rob said a while back, that there's down to, I think it's only seven.
Yep.
Jazz stations in the United
A year ago, it was nine. Now it's seven.
Yeah, they're they're slowly dying off, folks. But it's only through you folks and your support that keeps these stations still alive. Because, you know, otherwise, you're going to just hear other music that you really don't appreciate. And if you want to listen to jazz, it's not going to be found unless you, you know, buy your own CDs and do your own collection.
That's right.
And, you know, you're not going to hear any new stuff or anything else or find out reports of what's going on in the jazz world as you do here. I mean, we now host one of the largest jazz festivals
in the world.
We're one of 10. We're one of the top 10 jazz places to go for jazz music. And each year it keeps growing and growing from something that was just a couple acts during a weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
To now that it's over, spread all over the city, and it goes for over a week and a half.
Yeah, it used to be, you know, you'd go to the jazz fest and you'd think, what am I going to do with the rest of my weekend?
Yeah.
But now it's a week and a half festival.
Yeah, it starts on a Friday, goes a whole week, and goes until the following Sunday. And there's a lot of free concerts. There's a lot of, and here's the other thing I want to disavow from people's conception. You know, they think that jazz. I'm not into jazz. You know what? There is a lot more than just jazz music up there. If you consider, if you folks have ever heard Tegan and the Tweeds, you know, there's other groups that come there that you're missing out on. There's a group that has been coming now for over 14 years. They're there, I can tell you, every Thursday night, out on the main street, it's a free concert, and it's called Soul Stew. And they're an R&B group out of Toronto. And every year that I've ever gone, they have people dancing in the street. But it's through, you know, the support of jazz that we're keeping this alive. And you people keeping this station alive by your support.
And if what you tune into this station for is sound bites, where else are you getting your information? Honestly, where else are you getting your information? We provide a site, that a place that you can make a call, no judgment. If we are judging you, it's in fun, and you know that. Some people we judge severely. I judge Steve all the time. But it's a no judgment zone. We're happy to answer your question. We don't make fun of you. We don't mock you. We don't poo-poo your ideas. We are more than happy to answer your questions. And where else are you going to get that? And for some of you, we are grateful that it is worth something to you. Jerry, I talked about Brad and Diane. I don't think I mentioned Jerry. Thank you, Jerry. And Stephen, thank you, Stephen. we're looking to hit $1,300. Did I say 12? Oh, it's 1,300 now. We're looking to hit $1,300. We've just got a few more minutes to do it in, so you can help us out. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And you still have time to do that. Cheryl is standing by, and of course the website is always available. But we're done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright. I want to thank Steve Ray. I'm Nick Francesco. I want to thank all of you, because we did just break $1,300 today, and I am so honored and grateful to each and every one of you. That's Martin and Jim and Gregory and Gary and Larry and Susan and Brent and Kevin and Steven and Roger and Frank and Betty and Linda and Dolores and Tim and Pat and Jerry and Brad and Diana and Jerry and Steven. Thank you all so much. And we will be back next week with a whole lot more of the longest running computer show in the known universe. And that's because of you people who are generous enough to support this station, the truly great and truly member supported Jazz 90.1. Thanks to each of you. We'll see you in 166 hours.